It's all right. It's all right. Long as I've got my Lord beside me, well, it's all right. Long as I've got his hand to hold, long as he's watching over my soul, long as everything's in his control, well, it's all right. Well, Moses said, it's all right. When chariots of Pharaoh followed them in their flight, well, the sea divided in two. Moses and the children walked right through, through a wall of water on their left and on their right. Well, it's all right. It's all right. Long as I've got my Lord beside me, well, it's all right. Long as I've got his hand to hold, long as he's watching over my soul, long as everything's in his control, well, it's all right. Goliath mocked him and he challenged him to a fight. Little David said a prayer and then slung a little stone and done him in. And the people said amen and praised the Almighty's might. Well, it's all right. It's all right. Long as I've got my Lord beside me, well, it's all right. Long as I've got his hand to hold, long as he's watching over my soul, long as everything's in his control, well, it's all right.
Oh, that sounded good, didn't you? We want to welcome those who are worshiping in the sanctuary, those that are working online. You'll see that Amber seemed to have aged. I won't say who told me that. But let's continue. It's so good to be all of you, to see all of you here. Pastor Mike is at an ELCA conference, and so guess what? You just have me. So you can, no. So during the hymn, if you want to leave, go ahead. No. Just as we continue to take and worship together, did you know at Desert Hills we celebrate and we make? Who? Oh, you do know that. Very good. With Pastor Mike being gone, let me just say this really fast. Make sure you stay out of the hospital, okay? Just, you know, your pastoral care might be a little iffy, you know? No. We pray for all and let us know, but I just had to start with that. Because this week, it is crazy. We are going to be having celebrations of life for Kathy Odie on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Joe Hunt, Thursday at 10 a.m. Bob Brunke is going to be on May 13th on Saturday at 10 a.m. Just remember all of these folks in your prayers and the family as they support and gather. Just to continue to be reminded of that resurrection that we have because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The food bank, we're collecting food items for the food bank. Note that the first weekend of every month, we go ahead and have that collection. So please note the bins are in the back. We're going to be having a new members class beginning on Thursday, May 18th at 6 p.m. So those who are working are able to take and come and who would like to become part of this place, this Church of Desert Hills, the membership class will be at 6 in the evening so that they can continue to be welcomed into the church in that way. I think that's it. So let's begin our worship service and our time with an opening prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called us, you have gathered us, you have brought us to this place. As we continue to hear and respond and get a chance, Lord, to give you our worship and our praise for all that you continue to do in and amongst and around us. Lord, we pray for those who are listening online, enter into their homes or in their places where they're hearing your precious word. Fill them with your spirit so that we can continue to be that community of Christ here in this world and in our places, in our spaces, and in our homes. God, we pray all of these things because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue by hearing our opening songs.
Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear me safely on. Now come, brothers, sisters, and don't you worry. We're here with the Lord, and safe he will keep. Father and mothers are praying so loud, saying, Lord, won't you take us in your lifeboat? Stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear me safely on. The clouds are so heavy, the winds are so loud, the thunder is rolling, bursting in the clouds. They said there to Jesus, don't let us drown. He took scared disciples in his lifeboat. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will stand the raging storm. Take me in your lifeboat, oh, take me in your lifeboat. It will bear me safely on. So I believe I live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I live for him. Softly he came to me, softly he said to me, it's all right, it'll be all right. Slowly I learned from him, slowly just like a friend, he let me take my time. After what I used to be, to think he still has plans for me, for me. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. I may not do it right, but I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. But I'm gonna try. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him. Wherever he will take me is better than where I've been. I believe he died for me, so I believe I'll live for him.
Please join in our litany, spoken responsively. We are a resurrection people, called by God to live a resurrection life. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. We live our lives each day, knowing that Christ has opened the way to new life. Even when our lives take us through the dark valleys, we know we are never alone. So let us not deny the resurrection in our lives, but go boldly into the world as we share the good news of God's grace. Amen.
I will not drown in shallow water. Now with your love within my reach, I did not come this far to falter, and will not rest until I'm free. You are the sun, you are the flower, you are the wind across the sea, and I will need your altar and pray you'll take my soul to keep. Oh precious one, you are the mountain, you are the earth beneath my feet. In you we're one now and forever, in you I find the love in me. Through your love, my eyes are open. Through your love, I learn to see. And in your name, my bread is broken. By your grace, I'll rest in peace. I will not drown in shallow water. Now with your love within my reach, I did not come this far to falter, and will not rest until I'm free. Free. I will not rest until I'm
I'm free.
Today's first scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapters 14, verses 1 through 7. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way and the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The Gospel of the Lord.
In my Father's house, there are many, many rooms. In my Father's house, there are many, many rooms. And I'm going up there now to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may also be. If I go prepare a place for you, I will come back again. If I go prepare a place for you, I will come back again. You know I am the way, the truth, the life. Keep my command, that where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. Remember, you did not choose me. No, I have chosen you. Remember, you did not choose me. No, I have chosen you. The world may show you hatred, the Spirit show you truth. That where I am, there you may also be. I've come down from the Father, it's time for me to go back up. Oh, I've come down from the Father, it's time for me to go back up. One command I leave you, love as I have loved. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be.
Today's second scripture reading is a continuation of the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has not seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing this work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here this morning, this afternoon, and those that are online be pleasing and acceptable. In your sight we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, the risen Son of God. Amen. Don't worry, be happy. Okay, I'll take that one. It's one of those things of where I think worrying is very much a part of who we are. You have those people called worry warts, and that just they don't feel complete unless they're worried about something. I think it was my grandma that was that person. Be careful when you drive those 10 miles out to my place. You might get into an accident. Be careful. Let me know as soon as you arrive or as soon as you leave so that I can know when to expect you. Worry. In my Bible, and remember, you guys have caught that I'm a little bit off anyway, but in my Bible, I've got, you know, that tongue-in-cheek stuff somehow seems to resonate a little bit better for me. Years ago, I mean too many years ago to count, I was dreaming about something and God gave me this, so I wrote it down on my business card. I stuck it in my Bible. Listen closely. Why pray when you can worry? You got the point. Sometimes I'll come across that business card in the midst of my Bible and I'll go, okay, God, I know. Well, here's what's always interesting when Scripture shows up to preach on. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, where if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? I was trying to remember the last time that I preached on that text as a normal Sunday or Saturday worship service. You know this, I know this, this text has been used in just about almost every funeral that we've ever been at. That idea of allowing our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ to give us comfort and say, don't let your hearts be troubled, just believe in me. And there's that moment and there's that time where Jesus is talking to us. And so when we think about those words, yes, we are transported back to all of those times, those remembrances, those memorial services, those funerals, that we were reminded of those words. And we're able to take and understand with that loved one as they have died, thinking about that place that Jesus prepares for them. But when Jesus said these words, it wasn't just limited to those that had suffered grief and loss. He was trying so desperately to help his disciples and those who were in his presence not to be anxious, not to worry about the big things. Jesus is trying to help them to see and experience and understand that because of the belief that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's going to take care of it. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Because what happens? What happens when we have troubled hearts filled with anxiousness, filled with worry, filled with anxiety? We can't think of anything else. The walls seem to bring in upon us, and we wonder, and the desperation. about what in the world does Jesus really care? Does God really care? And suddenly we end up in that spiral that somehow just seems to suck us deeper and deeper into that depression. And Jesus knows full well that he has come to give encouragement, to give hope, and to give life. I am the resurrection and the life. Believing in my promise and believing in me, and you're able to take and understand and find that strength of seeing and experiencing our Lord and our Savior and our God Almighty in heaven that continues to take and give us that hope that we need now and forever. And Philip goes, wait just a second, Jesus. How do we know God? How do we know the Father? And I know I said this before, but it's like, you know, Jesus is just, the amount of patience that guy has, no wonder he's God. Because literally, can't you just see him? And just shaking his head and going, Phil, seriously? I've been around you this long. You have seen all of this stuff and you still don't get it? You know, you look at me, guess what? I know the great God of the universe is a little bit much to grasp. I know that's beyond comprehension and all those things. But here's the thing. You know me, right? Well, yeah. Well, you know, me and God, we're like that. We're best buds. So if you see me, you see the Father. Well, that's a little bit easier to handle, isn't it? It's like if you can see here and see the amazing things that God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ, you're able to take and grasp and see and know and understand at least a little bit beyond the grandeur of what that big picture is. Again, Jesus is trying so desperately to talk in ways that give comfort and not fear. Because he knows what's being set up. He knows what's happening. He knows what lies ahead for the disciples. And he knows the traumatic events of that Good Friday and that celebrate an uncertainty of what was going to be done with that early church. But he says these words to Philip. After he's giving this great pep talk. And us this great pep talk. I'm going to be with you. Don't worry about things. Guess what? I've created a place for you in heaven. Everybody's got a place. Whatever that means. And lo and behold. Don't worry. I've got it handled. And guess what? I'm leaving. We don't often get to have this second half of the gospel today because we focus so much on the first half. But that second half is going, he's going, yep, you're going to take and believe in me if you can't understand what I'm doing and where I'm about. If you don't get it, then at least fall back on seeing all the things that I've done, the miracles that I've performed, the teachings that I've done, and believe in that. And guess what? I'm going to take off. And I'm going to send something better that you're going to be able to accomplish more and greater things than if I was here. And I don't know about you, but I had to think about that one. I had to think about that, of that idea of that me as a human being, as a disciple of God, as a disciple and follower of Jesus, that I'm going to be doing greater things than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That one didn't quite make sense to me until I started to think. I want you to think of something that you were either showed or taught to do by whoever, a parent, grandparent, teacher. And that grandparent, teacher, parent allowed you to do it on your own after being taught, and then years later, you were able to go, oh, I can do this. I'll try. Oh, I accomplished it. One of the things that I was thinking of, and it was just me, of thinking that first time my dad showed me how to change the tire on a car. You go, how in the world am I supposed to work that, Jack? How do I undo it here? And then, of course, it's that first time you're doing it totally on yourself, and you go, oh, I hope I've got it tight enough. And then you get into the car, and you drive off and go, oh, Lord, please let that tire still stay on. And I don't want to leave out any other groups. I was just thinking about, I was thinking about cooking. Think of that first opportunity, and you've seen your parents cook, and suddenly you realize that you too could cook a meal all by yourself. I smile because my five-year-old my daughter has worked it well. I don't think she likes to cook. From the time they've been 3, 4, they've been on a chair in front of the oven and the stove stirring. Jesus is, that's what he's talking about. I'm going to send this spirit for you, and yes, you will be frightened, you will be scared, you will literally be wondering what's going to happen next, but guess what? I have confidence in you that you are going to do greater things if I'm not here, because it's going to be your way of placing in your hands and care that promise that God has given. There are so many things in our world. There are so many things that we worry about, that we wonder about, that we ask questions about, that we say if and this and then and what the future will hold. What's the plan? You can fill in your own blank. The important aspect of that is Jesus' words. Jesus' words. Not mine, but Jesus's. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God? Oh yeah, believe in God. But also, if that's too much, believe in me. Believe in me. See what we have done as I have walked this earth. Have faith in the promise that I will not abandon you and I will not leave you without the ability and the strengths and the gifts to continue what I have first started in you. And oh yeah, those big things, I do go to prepare a place for you. And over the decades, I've always smiled about that place, because I believe that sometimes we talk about it and we imagine it and we envision it. And the joy is that whatever that is in our brain, it will be so much better. Because God is going to wrap his loving, caring arms around us and give us that ability to take and be in his promise and in his presence. So, if you'd like to dig a little deeper, how's this one? What worry can you let Jesus take care of today? Because I know you have no worries or cares in the world. That's what Jesus wants. He wants us to share those concerns of our hearts and of our lives so that he can take on those concerns and to give us that little bit of strength and that peace and that hope to know that he really does care. Hear that promise. And yes, If you get nothing else out of this, you can, too can write on a card and stick it in your Bible. Why pray when you can worry? Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called and you have gathered us here in this place. We thank you, Lord, for the promise that you will always and are always with us. God, we come as your children, as your people, and as your disciples, O Lord, because you have given us that compassion and the arms and the cares and the lives that continue, Lord, to do your work in this world. God, we thank you for the blessing of your Son who does take upon our troubles and our cares. And yes, O God, our worries. Believe in me, Jesus said. So let us do so. Amen. Amen.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a prayer wheel turning, then you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a prayer wheel turning, then you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Jesus, let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a prayer wheel turning, then you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Together, let us affirm our faith. We believe in God the Father, who created the world, was faithful when we were not, and who continuously seeks to redeem the world. We believe in God the Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself by becoming human to live among us. He was sent by the Father to give us life, embodied and taught the righteous love of God. Though he knew no sin, became sin, and was put to death on a cross. We believe that 3 days later, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the power of God and was seen in bodily form by his disciples. We believe that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus gives us victory over any form of sin and brokenness. This allows us to know the full love of God for the world. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who actively works in our lives, giving us grace to be like Jesus, and sends us to show God's love for the world. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings.
When I see the sun rising in the morning, when I feel the wind blow across my face, when I hear the sound of children playing, I know it's all part of God's amazing grace. And I believe there's a place called heaven, and I believe in a place called Calvary. I believe in a man, his name's Jesus, and I believe that he gave his life for me. I was there the day my mama went to heaven. I held her hand as she closed her eyes to sleep, and I felt the power of 10,000 angels take her soul away to be crowned at Jesus' feet. And I believe there's a place called heaven, and I believe in a place called Calvary. I believe in a man, his name is Jesus, and I believe that he gave his life for me. And I believe there's a place called heaven, and I believe in a place called Calvary. And I believe in a man, his name is Jesus, and I believe that he gave his life for me.
In preparation of our prayers, we hear words from Psalm 62. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, prayers, and gifts of time, talent, and treasure for your mission in the world to bring good news, help, and hope for all people. God of new life, bring us hope. We remember those who have recently died, including Holly Easley, Vicky Marr, Cindy Saunders, Joanne Franson, Joe Hunt, and Bob Brunke. O God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace, and may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. God of new life, bring us hope. New to our prayer list is Sheila Bozeman, Penny Mahmood, and Steve France. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving for healing is Al Caswell. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. God of new life, bring us hope. O God, your Son remained with his disciples after his resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbors. As his disciples in this age, we offer our prayers on behalf of the world in which we are privileged to live and our neighbors with whom we share it. God of new life, bring us hope. Risen Christ, assure our troubled hearts that you have gone to prepare a place for us, so that where you are, we may be also. You alone are the way, the truth, and the life by whom the Father comes to us, so that through you, we see Him and know Him. God of new life, bring us hope. Lord, we pray for those people of the world who are the victims of accident, war, disease, violence, greed, and natural disasters. We pray for hope, and we pray for peace in Ukraine, Sudan, and all other countries torn apart by senseless violence. God of new life, bring us hope. Loving God, you nurture your church so that it is a place where your presence is experienced and shared, empowering us to be a blessing to others. Feed those who are hungry. Reassure those who are despairing. And accompany all who are in need. Rain down the true bread from heaven that gives life to the world. God of new life, bring us hope. Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Before these words of institution, let us make our confession and hear those words of forgiveness. Lord God, you know us inside and out. We can keep no secrets from you. We come before you to unburden our lives and to seek forgiveness. We take a moment now to prepare our hearts for confession before you. Joining together, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in all manner of ways. We have sinned by things we have done and by things we should have done. Create in us clean hearts, renew our spirits, and forgive us. As we prepare for your holy meal, in your name we pray. Amen. Almighty God has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake we have forgiveness of all of our sins through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the night which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in the remembrance of me." Again, after his supper, he took the cup. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "Take and drink, all of you. This is my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in the remembrance of me." We pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. For those who are online, take that bread and eat the body which God has provided for you this day. Take the cup. Receive that promise of God as truly he has come into the world and into your lives. As together we come as a community of faith, here in this place. Note that the dark color will be the wine, the light color will be the grape juice. There is gluten-free wafers that are available if you so desire. Come, for all is ready.
Oh, the promise of tomorrow will banish all your sorrow. No need to grieve if you believe. There will be a brighter future and a way prepared to suit your every need. If you believe, so will it be. It's true for you, it's true for me. Somewhere down that narrow road, he'll relieve your heavy load. Life's supreme reward receive if you believe. If your life is not inspiring and your days are long and tiring, rest receive when you believe. Nothing here below can measure up to heaven's lasting treasure. Be not deceived, only believe. If you believe, so will it be. It's true for you, it's true for me. Somewhere down that narrow road, he'll relieve your heavy load. Life's supreme reward receive if you believe. It's true for you, it's true for me. Somewhere down that narrow road, he'll relieve your heavy load. Life's supreme reward receive if you believe. Life's supreme reward receive if you believe.
Receive the blessing. May the God of peace, who raised from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, provide us with every good thing we need in order to do his will. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us now and forever. Amen. Please stand as we sing our closing song.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, and his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder.
As witnesses of the risen Lord, in the name of Christ, amen.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to the setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder.